Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Will, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys. I've been here for about 6 months now. Moved up here from Florida.
Okay.
And trying to get into the swing of things. I moved up here before the whole shutdown and all that crap. And was wanting to see what was going on. I was getting kind of lonely and was trying to meet a nice lady. And I made this chick named Dana, and we had a good first date, and then we had a second date, which kind of showed that I was a good buddy, you know. But I mean, I helped her basically move. Her basement flooded, and I went over there to help her with her stuff and help clean up the entire basement. Next thing I know, I'm all ghosted, and she's not getting back with me, and I just want to know what's going on with that.
You really can't figure this one out, Will?
No, I have no idea what's going on, man.
Are you from that part of Florida that we always see people on the news getting arrested for doing stupid
Florida.
No, it's good.
Wow.
Jimmy, she was using you to help with the basement. I mean, come on, man. It's obvious.
I mean,
you don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you're a nice guy, but I don't know. You know, you got that. Maybe you got that Southern hospitality thing. But up here, you know, people use nice people sometimes, and that's what it sounds like to me. If you need us to call her and confirm, we can do that.
Yeah, I'd like to know. If I got to move on, I'll move on.
All right. Hey, we got you. Hang on the phone, okay? We'll call her next.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Will. Sounds like a nice guy. He moved up here the beginning of the year and talked to this girl, Dana. They went on a nice date. Then her basement got flooded. So Will, being a nice guy, went over there and helped her clean up and get all the crap out of her basement. And then she didn't contact him again.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's, you know what? Maybe you should call Netflix and be on Unsolved Mysteries, because this one is just like, I can't figure it out. I just can't. Like, her basement flooded. He helped her, and then she stopped calling. What could it be? Oh, I don't know. It's too much for my brain. Will, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, sir. Please be quiet. We're going to call Dana right now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Dana?
Yeah.
Dana, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station on Hot 96.9. Can I explain to you why we're calling you? It's actually a really good reason. So we got your phone number from a guy, and I'm going to tell you the gentleman's name in a second, but he wanted us to call you because it's a guy that you know. It's a guy that likes you. He's pretty damn sure that you like him, too. So he wanted us to ask you out on a date on his behalf. And wait a minute. There's more. If you say yes to a date, you can basically choose the date. And when I say choose the date, you can choose where you want to go, when you want to go, all that stuff. And we will pay for it. We'll reserve everything and pay for it. So if you want to do something at a restaurant, we'll set that up. If you want to do some sort of picnic, we'll bring food to you. If you want to do something at your place or his place, and like I said, it won't be a surprise. I'll tell you what his name is. Do you want to hear his name?
Wait, who is this?
Okay, so we're calling from a radio station, and we're calling on I'm just gonna tell you the guy's name. Do you remember this guy you went out with? His name is Will.
Yeah.
Okay, so Will wanted us to call you because he feels as if you guys had a good date, and he hasn't heard from you since the time that he helped you clean out your basement.
I really don't want to talk about that, dude.
Well, listen, you don't have to do the date, any of that stuff. Is that the reason why? Can we just, like, call him back and say, hey, listen, she was just using you to help her clean out the basement, or is there another...
No, I am not into him because he is a thief, and that is why. So you can tell him that his act is up. He's a
But why is he a dick?
Okay, I, like, really shouldn't be talking about this, but you know how he helped me out with my basement? Like, he's some f***ing hero.
Yeah.
This dude comes over to my house, helps me clean up my basement because it got f***ing flooded, mm-hmm. and the next thing I know, f***ing missing from my house. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I must have misplaced it. Like, the flood. Like, I must have moved shit around. The next thing I know, I see that he's selling the shit on Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
It's not funny, dude. It's so ridiculous.
Well, I'm just laughing because if you want to yell at him, Will's on the phone now.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like he's ready to go.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Will.
What the f*** are you talking about stealing from you? I'm no f***ing thief.
What did he steal? Or what do you think he stole?
Okay, it's not what I think he stole. What did he steal? He stole the stereo of mine that was in my basement. And I know it's mine because it's missing. And there's a little chip on the handle of it, which in the picture you can clearly see the chip on the handle.
A f***ing thing that's got a chip in it? I mean, all this f***ing own has chips in it. Just because there's a chip in it doesn't mean it's your stuff.
So you're denying everything that she's accusing you of.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quite the pause.
Yeah, well, okay, well, what about that? What about the white wicker mirror?
I don't have your white wicker mirror.
White wicker? Wow, white we've gone back wicker. In time.
Well, yeah. First like of the time all, basement.
Hey, when he went into your basement, well, was you it the basement from 1965?
Well, if you wanted me to throw it in the dumpster, then I guess it was garbage anyway. So do you want to go out again or not?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't want to go out with you, you piece of
You're welcome.
You're a loser. Selling on Facebook Marketplace that you steal from somebody?
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.